Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Shona Ward.
Last week, we had several people up here saying what God had been saying to them during camp. And God had been saying for me to say something, but because time was short, I thought, oh, actually, I don't think I'll get up and say this because I think it'll take more than 2 minutes, and especially when Pastor Paul said one thing, I thought, oh dear, there's so much stuff. So I'm just going to, I've got loads in here, there's absolutely loads that took loads of notes because God was speaking so much stuff. So I'm just going to start and see where God takes us, because I believe there's an anointing at the end of all this that God is going to release. Like as Pastor Paul says, we take stuff, but the coming year, there's a release. There's loads of talking at camp about new pages and new chapters and new this. And yeah, so we need a fresh anointing to enable us to walk in that. So, before camp, we were doing Way of the Spirit. No, we weren't doing Way of the Spirit. We were doing Freedom in Christ with quite a few people. And who knows, if you're leading something, the Holy Spirit's with you and keeps telling you. Beep, 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 little sign, you know, nudge, nudge. And it was really funny because when we got to camp, Sally Norman on the Sunday did this whole little sketch, and it was all about freedom in Christ. It was like about how God forgives you, about how you forgive others, and about how you forgive yourself. And it just really was really speaking, because having done Freedom in Christ and taken so many people through the steps, I was hearing the Holy Spirit say stuff to me. And to be honest, it's a good thing to be, I wasn't really listening to what he was saying. Not really. Which is a bit daft. But anyway, who knows that God is gracious, God is full of mercy, God is full of love, and when we meet him in his holiness, wow, buff. So before camp, I think I was being led by the flesh more than led by the Spirit, is how we'll put it. And so some of the stuff that I was doing wasn't really full of God's grace, full of God's love, or full of God's mercy. And, God was sort of like saying to me, I want you to just get up and say that. So I've got up and I'm saying it. But God's been dealing with me and dealing with stuff. Pastor Paul was singing an amazing song this morning about you want to go higher, you want to go deeper. You want to be in the presence of the Lord. And to be in the presence of the Lord, you have to come with confidence and boldness. And that confidence and that boldness comes from knowing that you're right with God. Before I went to camp, there'd been a little bit of a process going on. And to cut a long story short, I wasn't really coming boldly or coming confidently before God, because I'd let things of the flesh get in, and that kind of like drawn me away from really being right deep with God. I mean, I knew I was still loved, knew I was still accepted, knew I could still praise him, all that stuff. But there was just something. And in Hebrews it says, we have to let go of the sin that so easily weighs us down. Before camp I felt a little bit like Moses. It was quite funny because there's this bit in Moses in Exodus where Moses goes, oh, these stubborn people and stuff like that. I guess that's where I was a little bit. But God spoke to me all through camp. I mean, it was just the whole of camp, it just felt like a Freedom in Christ course. It just felt, meet God in his holiness, just pour out your whatever's been going on to him, just receive his grace, his mercy, his love, and then just walk in it. Andy Elms talked about Zacchaeus and how when Zacchaeus came and he had this encounter with Jesus, Nobody needed to tell him that he was doing stuff wrong. He knew perfectly well. When he was with Jesus, he repented himself. He said, no, I need to do this. I need to pay back everybody that I've been robbing off and, you know, turn his life around. And that was a bit like me when I met God and his holiness. Nobody needed to tell me that I'd been living more by the flesh and more by my own feelings and more by my own self things than being led by the Spirit. But who knows that God wants us to be led by the Spirit, because he wants to bring us into that place of freedom. He wants us to be living boldly and confidently with him. He wants us to be living for his kingdom. And one night, can't remember which night because we're just too many nights, I was meeting with God in the worship, and it was just like, wow, who am I really following? And I thought, oh, I'm not really been following you, Lord, at all, have I? Not really. So I repented and turned around and met God with his mercy and in his grace and in his love. Pastor Clive's words really spoke to me in John 12, where Jesus, if we just look at that actually, because I can't remember it off by heart. Where Jesus says in verse 46, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. And because of the way I'd been thinking and letting, not taking every thought captive, I'd come to realize that I'd got into that point of like judging things. And who knows, that is not a good place to be. Well, I do anyway, if nobody else does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Adrian. So I was meeting God in his holiness and just thinking, wow, Lord, it really impacted me. Those words really, really impacted me, that actually the words I've got to say, if I bring words for people, if I pray for people, if I do something for people, it has to be done in his grace and in his mercy and in his love, and that's all I have to do. There's a wonderful bit in marriage empowerment where it kind of like says about people that you share something with your husband or your wife and then you leave it. Then you zip your mouth and you say no more. And that's it. And you let the other person, walking in their love, in their freedom, in their choices, choose what they do. So that was what God was saying to me to do. There's another bit as well, because it was all about reformation, I think, and I think that was what God was saying to me. I want to reform you. I want to use you. And I'd come out of a background of a lot of religiousness, I think, legalism, whatever you want to call it. And God had taken me on a journey. This was way back. This was back when I was living in Larbrook. And he'd taken me on a journey and reformed me and filled me with his Spirit. And so I was walking with his Spirit. But gradually, I'd kind of like seen the way that God had reformed me. And that was the way God had reformed me. So therefore, that was the way I had to go. And I'd kind of like, without realizing it too much, become legalistic again. And God was saying, no, you're the clay, I'm the potter. Let me reform you. So I was thinking, I've been made into this beautiful jug. It's gorgeous, it's really pretty, lovely shape, loved it, got a nice handle on it and everything. But God was saying, I want to reform you. And basically he was saying that my heart and my attitudes and that weren't actually allowing him to reform me. Because my heart had got a little bit hard. And you can't reform, reshape. a heart that goes hard. So there was a bit where they were talking about the potter's wheel, and I was thinking, okay, Lord, yeah, I need to allow you to be the potter in my life. I need to allow me to be the clay and you to be the potter, and just reform me and just take me and use me, because that's what living the Christian life's all about. It's about being led by God. It's not being led by your feelings, not being led by your own understanding. Like in Proverbs, lean not on your own understanding. Yeah. Okay. So that was God's word to me, and that was like what he was wanting to say. I've got something else that a little bit later we'll get to it. But what I'd been doing was basically ignoring the signs. Who knows that if God says something to you once, it's like, oh, there's something, and you can take hold of it then. But sometimes you kind of like miss it a little bit, and then if he says it twice, you go, oh, that's God saying that twice. That's interesting. And then, of course, if he says it three times, well, that's a great big neon lights, flashing bulbs, beep, 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 do, 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 do. And the way God was like saying it to me is when you go to Sutton Bank, you go along that road, don't you? And it's not really suitable for caravans. And there's these little signs along the way that say, not suitable for caravans, please take this road this way, da, da, da. And it's, you know, and then you drive a little bit further and it's going, this road is not suitable for caravans, big sign, dee, 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 da, da. And then just as you're getting towards the last bit, it's like, turn off. If you've got a caravan, don't go this way. Because you know, what's going to happen is you're going to crash and your caravan's not going to make it, and it's all going to end rather badly. And I think that's, this is what God had been saying to me at camp. Jonah, stop it. Turn around. You have to go that way. You can't go that way because you're going to crash. And God doesn't want us to crash. You know, he really does not want us to crash, because he's full of love, he's full of grace, and he's full of mercy. And in case you haven't got it, that's what I was getting at camp. Just meeting with God and his grace, his love, his mercy. It was just completely blowing my mind away a bit. So yeah, I think it's in 2 Corinthians, the bit where that God was saying to me. Yeah. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. So basically God was saying, you're not wise, Shona. Stop comparing yourself. Just be you, who I've made you to be. Don't compare yourself with other people. Don't compare your anointing with anybody else's anointing, because you're unique. Your anointing is unique, and God has made you for a unique purpose. So, thank you. So yeah, so this is what I was hearing from the Lord. And I think it was Pastor Clive who told the story of Uriah and David. And we haven't really got all the time to go into it, but it was good. I enjoyed it so much. Because David was the king, and he should have been leading his people out onto the wall, but he decided not to. And then because he wasn't in the right place, he wasn't really doing what God had wanted him to do, he got distracted, and it started with a glance. And who knows, it's just a little thing that sometimes just catches our eye, a little thing that just distracts us. But the glance leads to distraction, led to sin. So, but in all of that, what God was saying to me was, King David was still King David. Right? His identity wasn't changed one iota. And I think that's what God was speaking to me. Shona, you're still my child. In all of these things, you're still my child. In everything that people, that you might think people are doing, they're still my child. They're still my holy people. They're still my called out ones. They're still the ones that are in my kingdom. You know, so, and I just thought, well, that was just like lights on bit moment. Revelation, I think, is the correct spiritual word. But yeah, so when I saw that, there was just such, I don't know, just such a love of God that flooded my heart, and just such a repentance. And just sort of like thinking, wow, Lord, you know, that I just repent of that. I turn away from doing that, and I just turn to you. So, yeah. So as you can tell, there was a lot of that going on for the whole of the whole of the week. It was just an awesome week. And if you've never been to Faith Camp, go. If you can possibly go, go. So, Andy Elms was teaching, and he was just so funny. One of the abiding memories is just Andy Elms trying to be a Martha on the stage. It was hilarious. Andy Elms trying to be Martha with some attitude. Just so funny. So funny. But it gets the point across. You know, it gets the point across. You know, just spend time with Jesus. That's the main focus, is spending time with Jesus. I'd got to the point where I didn't really want to do anything. You know, I didn't really want to spend time with Jesus. I didn't really want to get into his word. Didn't really, you know, want to go and do street angels, take his kingdom out. Didn't really want to do that because I'd got distracted. I'd got, you know, full of pride. I'd put my feelings, my understanding above what the Holy Spirit was saying. And sometimes it was like Andy Elms, he talked about the blacksmith, which really, really talked to me, because you think, well, sometimes actually it's God is dealing with you. And Pastor Clive has this thing, I think it was, is it the furnace of his dealings or something? I think he calls it. But Andy Elms was talking about the blacksmith and how the blacksmith makes the sword, and how you've got, you get plunged into cold water and you get plunged into the furnace and then you get hammered. So you're just like, but sounds great, doesn't it? But actually it's for a higher purpose. It's like so that steel won't get broken in the heat of the battle. Your sword is getting formed, and your sword is not going to break. Your sword is going to do the things that it's meant to do. You're going to be walking in your authority. You're going to be walking in his grace. You're going to be walking in his mercy, and you're going to be able to use that sword to defeat all the things that the enemy comes against you in battle. So yeah, so there was a reason for what God was doing, and that is because there's a greater purpose. We've got a greater purpose out there among the world, and that's to take the gospel, to take the good news, to let his light shine. It's like saying you are light. You are the light of the world. We're not there to judge the world. We're meant to be the light in the world. So yeah, that's where I was going. And another amazing verse, which has just given me such confidence, was Micah 2:13, where it says, the king goes before you. And it was really speaking, because it was all about some of the stuff that God had been talking to us before about passing through gates and open up gates and letting your gates be open. And like your life is an actual gate, and it's a gate between heaven and earth for the people, but that your heart is like a gate. That's where Jesus comes in. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. So your heart has to be open. You've got to open the gate. But the verse says, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. And it was just like, wow, the Lord's going to go before us. The Lord's going to open up the gates, and we're going to be able to break out, and we're going to see an amazing transformation in our town, in our cities, in our nation, because our king is breaking out before us. Our king is going before us. And a few people have been praying for me this week, and I've needed it, because I've been nervous like never before. And this verse has just really brought me confidence that actually God has gone before me. He's preparing people's hearts. And so that when I speak, the words will come across and you'll be able to hear them and understand them, because I've got confidence that the Holy Spirit's been going before me and preparing people's hearts and preparing you to hear the word that he's bringing. Romans 12:12, it says that we're not to be conformed but transformed. And I think before camp I got into that mode of trying to be conformed to what I thought I should be. And God's just broken that completely, and it's now no, I'm transformed to be what he wants me to be. And that's not leaning on my own understanding, but being led by him. So finally, before I do the last little bit that I wanted to do, which is in Titus, if I can find Titus again. Before Hebrews, that's where it is. Sorry, I'm just speaking to myself. I used to when I was younger, we used to have this thing where you had to be able to say all the chapters and verses and the books. Thank you. Books of the Bible. So just kidding. Timothy, Titus. Ah, there, right, yes. So this bit is Timothy 3. Titus. Thank you. Thank you for listening. That's really encouraging. Thank you so much. Yes. Titus. So, I'll start at chapter 4. It says, maybe verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. So that's the bit where if you're led by the flesh, that's what happens. And it isn't very nice and it's not very pleasant. So we won't dwell on that very much. But verse 4 says, but when the kindness and the love of God our Saviour towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And that was what I felt that had happened at Faith Camp. That according to his mercy, he saved us. He's washed us, renewing us, and poured out his Holy Spirit upon us abundantly. You know, it's not like a little trickle. When the floodgates open, there's a lot of water comes out of that floodgate. So it's not like a titchy little trickle. It's like, boof, wow, woof. And it's not a power that is destructive. It's a power that's constructive. It's a power that when it goes in his name, it goes with his love, it goes with his grace, and it goes with his amazing, amazing mercy. So, I just want to leave this next bit up to the Holy Spirit and up to God. Not that I haven't been, but we went to the ladies' seminar, and God did something amazing. And I can't really put it into words what God did, but I know something changed in my heart, and it was quite deep. So it was led by Pastor Helena and Pastor Jane from Kingdom Faith Horsham. And the story they told was about in Luke 7 where the woman who shouldn't have been there just came and anointed Jesus' feet. And she wiped his feet with her tears. And how that's what we do sometimes when we come in repentance. We just break through all the stuff that had been stopping us. Like I'd been living in a place where stuff had been stopping me. You know, somebody's opinion, you know, their approval or whatever. What if they don't receive this word? You know, there was so much doubt that it was cancelling out the faith bit. And so I had to, at Faith Camp, it was like God enabled me to break through that bit. and to receive God's grace, to receive His mercy, and to just. So it was like Pastor Helena was saying, she was given a clean slate and a fresh start and a fresh encounter with Jesus. And so I believe this next bit is like what God is going to do. The song they played there was a song, I can't remember its exact title. I think it's I Stop at the Blood. And it was by Jeffrey Birtle. And as the song was going round, what we were doing was just laying everything at Jesus' feet, just seeing His love. And as we just see His love, we just let go of all the other stuff that was in the way. Some of the words were like, I can't, when I look at the cross, I can see the love of God, but I can't see. And I can't see competition. I can't see hierarchy. I can't see pride or prejudice. I can't see abuse of authority. I can't see lust for power. I can't see rage or anger. I can't see selfish ambition. And it's like when we look at the cross, all that stuff, we just can't see that. And all we can see is the love of God. And I think today it's like this stuff maybe that we've been seeing, that we've been distracted by, that we've glanced at, and that God is saying, no, just come before me, see the cross, see my love, and just receive from Him. When Pastor Helen and Pastor Jane did this, they went round and they... they didn't go round. They stood at the front and they anointed people with oil. So once you've just let this song speak to you and let the Holy Spirit do what He wants you to do, if you want that fresh touch, then I'll be here as well, and maybe some of the people on the front row can come and help me if there's loads and loads and loads. And we'll just allow the Holy Spirit to do what He does and anoint you with His fresh oil to enable us to go where we're meant to go. So, Dan, can you play that? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.